Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Tango Therapeutics, ticker TNGX, a biotech player making waves in the oncology space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So, what's the big picture with Tango Therapeutics? This is a company focused on developing precision cancer therapies, and they've got some exciting programs in the pipeline. Based out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, they're a relatively young biotech, founded in 2017, but they've already carved out a niche in targeting specific genetic vulnerabilities in cancer cells. Their lead program, vopimetostat, is a PRMT5 inhibitor aimed at MTAP-deleted cancers, and it's approaching pivotal testing. With a market cap of over $2.3 billion and a stock price hovering around 20 and 29 cents, there's a lot of investor interest here, especially given the recent rally. Let's break it down step by step. First, let's talk about who Tango Therapeutics really is. This is a biotechnology firm in the healthcare sector, specializing in discovering and developing drugs for cancer treatment. Their mission is to create therapies that target the underlying drivers of cancer, particularly through synthetic lethal approaches. Their flagship candidate, TNG908, and the more advanced vopimetostat are designed to tackle specific genetic mutations that make cancer cells vulnerable. They've got partnerships with big names like Gilead and Revolution Medicines, which add some credibility and financial backing to their efforts. With 155 full-time employees and under the leadership of CEO Malte Peters, they're a small but focused team pushing hard in the competitive oncology space. Now, let's look at their revenue streams. For 2025, Tango reported annual revenue of about $62.4 million, primarily from collaboration agreements. That's a significant jump from $42.1 million in 2024 and $36.5 million in 2023. Showing a positive trend in their ability to secure partnerships and funding for their research. Keep in mind, though, that as a biotech in the development stage, they're not yet generating revenue from commercial drug sales. All of this income is tied to collaborative efforts, which is pretty standard for companies at this phase. The key here is that these collaborations are fueling their R&D, which is critical for future growth. Moving on to their earnings, let's unpack the numbers from recent years. In 2025, Tango reported a net loss of $101.6 million, or about negative 87 cents per share. That's an improvement from a loss of $130.3 million, or negative 1.11 per share, in 2024. Looking back further, 2023 saw a loss of $101.7 million, or negative 1.18 cents per share. The trend shows they're still burning cash, which isn't surprising for a biotech focused on R&D, but the narrowing of losses in 2025 is a positive sign. Operating income remains deeply negative at $111.3 million for 2025, reflecting heavy investment in clinical trials and development. The takeaway? They're not profitable yet, but the trajectory suggests they're managing costs a bit better as they scale. Let's dive into the broader financial picture with their balance sheet and cash flow. As of the end of 2025, Tango had $112.3 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of $353.8 million. That's a solid cash position, though it's down from $266.3 million in total current assets in 2024, likely due to ongoing R&D expenses. Total assets stand at $398.7 million, while total liabilities are at $52.5 million, giving them a healthy equity position of $346.2 million. Their current ratio is an impressive 16.3, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. On the cash flow side, they burned through $138.9 million in operating activities in 2025, which is consistent with prior years. Free cash flow is negative at $139.9 million, but they raised $222.5 million through financing activities, bolstering their runway. The balance sheet looks strong for a company at this stage, with no immediate red flags on solvency. All right, let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of $20.29, Tango's market cap is around $235 billion. Their price-to-sales ratio is sky-high at 40.3, which isn't unusual for a biotech with no commercial revenue yet, investors are betting on future potential. The price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now since they're not profitable, sitting at negative 24.7. Enterprise value is $2.43 billion, factoring in their debt and cash position. Comparing this to industry peers in biotech, where valuations often hinge on pipeline success, Tango seems priced with a lot of optimism baked in. The forward PE for 2030 is estimated at 90.1, suggesting analysts expect profitability far down the line, but that's a long way off. For now, the valuation looks frothy and it's heavily tied to clinical trial outcomes. Let's break down Tango Therapeutics with a SWOT analysis to get a clear view of where they stand. Starting with strengths, their robust cash position of over $112 million and partnerships with Gilead and Revolution Medicines provide a strong foundation for R&D. Their focus on precision oncology, especially with vopimetostat, positions them in a high-growth area of biotech. On the weaknesses side, there's still pre-revenue from product sales and consistent net losses, $101.6 million in 2025, highlight the cash burn typical of early-stage biotechs. Opportunities are exciting, with pivotal data readouts for vopimetostat expected in 2026, which could be a game-changer if successful, plus potential expansion into broader cancer indications. Threats include fierce competition in the PRMT5 inhibitor space and the inherent risks of clinical trial failures, which could tank investor confidence. Overall, they've got a promising setup, but it's a high-risk, high-reward play. Now let's check out Tango's recent stock performance. Over the past year, TNGX has been on a tear, up an incredible 350%. That's massive compared to the biotech industry's 55% gain over the same period. Zooming in, the last 6 months saw an 80.7% increase, and the past 3 months are up 37.1%. However, shorter-term moves show some volatility, with a 4.6% drop over the past week and a 2.5% dip in the last month. This suggests the stock might be taking a breather after its huge run-up. Looking at the chart, there's strong momentum, but with such a sharp rally, I'd be cautious about potential pullbacks in the short term. If you're considering a position, timing could be key. Maybe wait for a dip to get a better entry point. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis to see if Tango is over or undervalued. Given that Tango is a pre-revenue biotech, traditional discounted cash flow models are tricky since future earnings are speculative and tied to clinical success. Instead, I'm looking at their cash runway, pipeline potential, and comparable valuations in the sector. With $112 million in cash and a burn rate of about $139 million annually, they've got a runway of roughly a year without additional financing, though recent capital raises show they can tap markets when needed. Comparing their $235 billion market cap to peers with similar stage PRMT5 inhibitors, the valuation seems to price in a lot of future success. So, what's the verdict on intrinsic value? Honestly, it's tough to pin down a precise number for a company like this. If vopimetostat hits its milestones in 2026, the upside could justify today's price or even suggest it's undervalued. But if trials stumble, the stock could crater. My take is that at 2029, you're paying a premium for potential, and the intrinsic value hinges entirely on clinical outcomes. For long-term investors, this is a speculative bet rather than a value play. All right, folks, let's wrap this up. Tango Therapeutics is a fascinating biotech with a promising pipeline, especially with vopimetostat nearing pivotal data in 2026. Their financials show a strong cash position, but ongoing losses, which is par for the course in this space. The stock's 350% run over the past year is impressive, but the high valuation and recent short-term dips suggest caution. For me, this is a high-risk, high-reward play, great for speculative investors with a long horizon, but not for the faint of heart. What do you think? Are you buying into Tango's story, or are you waiting for more data? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. I'll catch you in the next video.